It's been a long journey, and that's all we've been preaching since day one. And now that it's here, it's a great feeling, and we want to go there and get the job done.
Nick, why was this team so confident from the start that it could make it this far?
Because the way we finished the season last year, we felt like we had an opportunity last year to go all the way and fell a little short. And we just came in with the mindset that we can, you know, go all the way and everybody buying in, and it's been paying off this year.
When they switched to the 3-4, were you thinking that you were going to have kind of a Troy Polamalu style role? And you've had the 3-4 role,
right?
Two of them in this. How do you see your role in this as compared to what you did?
You know, two different style of players. He get to do his own thing. He's been in the league for a while, has that freedom. I'm still learning. It's a lot I still want to learn about this system. So I'm going to just keep preparing myself every year to get better.
But that was your thought,
right? Not at all, you know, because, like I say, we play two different styles of game. You know, it's just, he do what he do and I do what I do. Of course, you know, I think all safeties, all cornerbacks try to watch each other and try to learn from the older guys, try to, you know, add something to your game to make your game that much better. So we feed off each other.
I think this team's just have piled up huge numbers of picks over the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, they're all just really good ball skill players back there, system. I mean, what's going into that big number?
Guys cashing in on the opportunities. You know, being a defensive guy, you know, you don't get a chance to get the ball as much as you want to. You know, a lot of us played in high school, played running back, quarterback, receiver. So we kind of have that ball skill in us. So it just make our job a little easier. Once we see the ball, we able to just make plays and, you know, bring it in.
What do you think of the way Sam Shields played yesterday and come up with two big picks in a game like that?
The guy played phenomenal. Just to come where he came from, being a receiver, to this is his first year really playing corner, to step up in a big game like that, just to show you the determination that the guy have. And once he came in, he accept coaching. That was the major part of his success. Coaching from Joe Witt, from the veterans, and just buying in.
What do you think
of
DJ's
dancing
in zone?
I didn't really get to see it, you know, because as he's running in, I was behind him, and I saw the ball fall in the end zone, so I was trying to go to the ball. By the time I turned around, he had none. Whatever he had did, you know. Whatever comes to your mind at that point, you know, he just made a big play. I don't know what to say. It was just, it was great for him, for us, period, for the organization, and I'm just glad I was a part of it.
What do you think of
Walker? A big guy that can, you know, extend plays. Just a winner. You know, he know how to win games. He done been in this position a couple of times, so it's going for us. It's just going in and just play with the same intensity that they playing with.
In the first half last time, I don't know if you saw, they ran the ball down the Jets' throat. So, I mean, obviously, that's the first thing you guys have. You always say stop the run, but, I mean, they were impressive in that first half.
I didn't watch the game, you know. I was just too excited for, you know, what we had accomplished as a team. And but I heard they did a nice job running the ball. But it's going to take every guy in that locker room on that defensive side to go in with the mindset of stopping the run. You know, we preach that every week, and we're just going to have to find a way to get it done.
When a guy like Roethlisberger extends plays like that, how much tougher does that make your guys' job back in the secondary?
It makes it a little tougher, but at the same time, we feel that we can match up with anybody. And as long as we can keep our eyes on our guy, it will be successful. And that's we preach it, we practice it, so it's nothing new.
There's so many coaches here who have been with the Steelers, been influenced by the Steelers. Do you hear that a lot of conversation with the Steelers come up a lot?
Of course, Steelers are going to come up a lot, you know. Well, they have 6 Super Bowls, so of course they're going to come up a lot. You know, they know how to win games. You know, a lot of teams try to mimic what they have accomplished. So they're a great football team.
How well has Clay Matthews played this year?
Phenomenal. Like, he's a beast. The guy just have a motor that never stopped. And he just want to be the best at his position. And I'm just, like I said before, like for all these young guys, I'm just glad to be a part of it and can witness it.
Does that kind of trickle down to the rest of you guys? Seeing his motor, as you said, and that energy kind of on play, is it infectious?
Everybody have that motor on that defensive side. You know, we relentless. We want to, everybody on that defensive side want to get to the ball and make something happen. And it shows every Sunday. If you watch our game from week one to now, you see 11 guys out there busting their butt to get to the ball.
Nick, how long have you celebrated this championship game?
Maybe you'll
move on to this.
It's time to move on now. You know, we won it last night. I think most of the guys celebrated for a little while, but you know, this is a business. You know, we want to go down there and keep the same mind frame that we had all year, and just stay focused and stay humble.
What has last night, this morning been like for you? Maybe tomorrow, getting friends and family taken care of, ticket requests, all that stuff.
It's gonna be real easy, you know. Have a game plan, and once you have a game plan, everything else will be easy. You know who you're going to take and where they're going to be, and just move on. You know, everybody want to see you be successful. And my family is just trying to leave me alone, let me stay focused.
Nick, we all know about Palomalu. He's got his hair. You've been a free pro, obviously your peers know how good you are. Do you think there's an opportunity for people to see how good of a safety you are in the Super Bowl?
Of course. You know, coming from a small school, a lot of people really don't know me, I should say. I'm just a football player. You know, it's not about me. I'm a team player. I just want everybody that I done been around to be successful, and that's my main focus, to come in every year for all the new guys or the up and coming guys, that I can play a role in them being successful, and that's how I approach every year.
I remember you coming in 2005 and quiet guys. How has your role changed? Yeah, I know it's changed a little bit with us, but how has it changed with the guys in the locker room?
A lot, you know. A lot of people done been here, and it's been a roller coaster. People been in, people done left, but at the same time, I done had some people that done been helping me out along the way. Charles Woodson, my Coach Perry, Joe Witt. All those guys prepare you very well, and they teach the game so that you can understand it. So it just made my game that much, you know, better, that I can go out there and understand what the offense is doing and trying to do, and it's been paying off. And I just like to thank those guys. Those guys are great teachers.
Did you see, in the last question, what did you see? In the reactions of the veteran guys that hadn't that have been around here 10 plus years, and I haven't had this opportunity. What did you see from those guys that have waited so long for this opportunity?
A dream come true. You know, the guy's been working so hard for so long, and it finally done paid off, you know. And the guys in that locker room were so happy for those guys. And it's a couple of those guys, you know, that got 10 plus years, you know. I can want to say about three. And after that is guys maybe 6, 7. So it was a dream come true, and I'm just glad I can witness it and just be a part of what's about to happen, you know. And we'll see in a few weeks.